Standing on a platform above the Missouri River at the Kansas City Water Services intake plant is like being on the deck of a large ship. Electric turbines create a hum you can feel as you grip the railing. Water the color of chocolate milk is sucked up and forced through screens below.
And the Missouri River drains 1/6 of the United States, so there's a lot of stuff that can affect the water quality in the river.
David Green is lab manager at KC Water. He says enough water to supply Kansas City with drinking water for a day flows by this point every 17 minutes. It's his job to make sure that enormous volume of water is clean. The most frequently detected contaminant, he says, is bacteria from sewage dumped in upstream. But there's also the annual problem of atrazine, the popular weed killer that's among the most common contaminants in U.S. waters. It's used mostly on cornfields.
But we actually test it every day during runoff season in the spring because we know that the atrazine is coming, so we measure it more frequently.
Cities forced to clean up polluted runoff from farms upstream are growing more vocal about the problem. In Iowa, the Des Moines Water Works has filed a federal lawsuit hoping to force three drainage districts to place more regulations on farmers. Toledo, Ohio has also seen huge problems. Yet in Kansas City, Green says he's seeing about 25% less atrazine in the water than in the past. He credits better management practices by farmers. Cities and suburbs play a part in water pollution, too. The problems are varied. We can point to our perfect lawns and golf courses and wonder about all the stuff it takes to keep them so green. Often, it's pesticides. A stunning 90% of U.S. urban streams contained concentrations of pesticides that could hurt aquatic life, according to a study by the U.S. Geological Survey.
The general rule that what you find in the environment is frequently a reflection of what you use.
Barbara Mahler is a research hydrologist with the Geological Survey. But those who are critical of farm country should also look at their own backyard. Literally. Glyphosate, what we know as Roundup, is the number two seller in what's called the home and garden sector, and millions of pounds of the product is used every year.
The fact that we use atrazine much more heavily in rural areas and agricultural areas than in urban areas is reflected by what we find in the streams, and the fact that we use a lot of glyphosate in urban areas is also reflected in what we find in the streams.
Another issue, the dramatic Midwestern storms often overload storm water systems, or in some cities, that system is just old. Karen Flournoy of the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency says stormwater is a big contributor to urban water pollution.
We have streets, driveways, buildings. So when it rains and all of that runoff carries a variety of pollutants, and it carries sediment, it can carry chemicals, pesticides, oil, just a variety of constituents that end up in the streams.
Storm water systems aren't sexy, but they are a big deal. 6 years ago, Kansas City settled a lawsuit brought by the U.S. Justice Department for violations of the Clean Water Act. The city promised to spend $2.5 billion over the next 25 years to reduce pollution levels in urban stormwater.
That's the Missouri River from this morning.
Back at David Green's lab at KC Water Services, he holds up a gallon jug filled with water pulled from the Missouri River that morning for testing. He says he does hundreds of tests a day. Meanwhile, the Geological Survey recently did some of the first testing for glyphosate in urban streams, some south of Kansas City, and we'll learn the results in a couple months. Peggy Lowe, Harvest Public Media.
Watching Our Water is a special series from Harvest Public Media. Tomorrow, we'll explore new research into fighting water pollution. For more stories and a TV documentary on cleaning up our water, visit harvestpublicmedia.org/ourwater. I'm Christopher Husted, KBIA News, Columbia.